You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemiller. And today we're talking with junior Christina Lucas, who earned Diver of the Year and Diver of the Championship, which was the Big Ten Championships, for the third straight year. She's from Indiana University, and she's going to join us today to talk a little bit about diving at the NCAA levels and how she looks into the future representing the United States at the World Championships. Thanks for joining us today, Christina.
No problem.
Now, are we getting you out of diving practice right now?
Yes, you are.
Well, we appreciate that the time on that. Now, last weekend, you had an incredible weekend. You swept the 1 meter, the 3 meter, and the tower events. And right now, you'll be looking to go to zones next week. Looking back at last weekend, how did you feel about those three events that you performed?
I'm still pretty excited about how I did. I kind of surprised myself a little bit, so I was just excited to see myself do well at the Big Ten.
And how does it go? Does it start off with the 1 meter and then you progress to the three and then the tower, or is, for the listener, how does a normal diving event flow through the course of the weekend?
It typically starts with 1 meter the first day, and then the next day you come back to compete 3 meter, and then the last day is tower.
Now, on the 1 meter, you're performing six optionals?
Yes.
Christina, what is the list or order of dives that you would perform on the 1 meter?
Well, I do the same list every meet. You can do any order you want, but I do the same, and you just want to start with a consistent dive just to get the ball rolling, kind of, and I typically always start with my twister on 1 meter, and I also end with a twister just because those are pretty consistent dives for me.
You say a twister, 1.5 revolutions, 2, what are you doing?
On the 1 meter, I just do a back 1.5 with a 1.5 twist. So it's a head first entry, and yeah.
And then from there you increase your degree of difficulty?
On 1 meter, the DD is typically lower. They're all pretty much around 2.4, and it'll go up to 2.6 or down to 2.3.
So that's the very first day, and you won that, and then the next day you come in and you start on the 3 meter. Do you, is the same order or same list of dives that you perform?
On the 3 meter, I do different dives. You add like one somersault to each dive you do on the 1 meter. And on 3 meter, my most consistent dives, I start with an inward 2.5 somersault pike, and I also end with a twister, which is a front 2.5 with a full twist.
Christina, when you're behind the diving board on the 3 meter, what's going through your head before you climb up those steps?
Okay, before I do my dive, I always shut my eyes to see myself perform it the way I want to, and then I just try to take a deep breath to try and relax myself before I go so that I'm calm and have the confidence and just so that I can dive the way I want to.
I'm sure there's points in time during the year where it's just not clicking, and then there's other times where it's just flowing, it's just happening. What are you doing when you're just not hitting that dive over and over in warm-ups going into it? What are you doing to kind of, get mentally prepared to get over that and to get back into it? Is there anything special?
In diving, visualization is a key part. You have to be able to see yourself do the dive the way you want to before you can actually do it. Like, your body knows how to do it, but it's pretty much, diving is all mental. So once you got the mental aspect, the physical part comes. You have to prepare yourself mentally first.
Let's talk about the physical part. What's a typical training season? Are you doing early season? What type of things are you doing? What type of dry land are you doing? Are you on the trampoline year-round? And then you flow into the competition season, and then you go into this type of season. What would be a normal flow of your training?
When we come to school in August, we typically start with a lot of weights and conditioning just to get our bodies back into shape. When we come to practice, we tend to do a lot of dry board, which is just a diving board on land over like a big pit mat. And we also do a lot of trampoline, and then there's like a spring floor. And we just work on a lot of fundamentals. And then as the season progresses, we do more dives in the water. And just from there, it just goes on.
Now, getting up on the tower, how often are you on the tower every day? Or do you pretty much, you know, save that for those times when you're just really mentally ready to get up there?
I try to be on tower every day. I'm not actually doing my 10-meter dives, like my difficult dives. I do a lot of lineups just to work on my entries, because diving's all about getting the smallest splash possible. And by going up to 10-meter and just doing a basic front dive, really works that, and you work on keeping your body really tight, because if you don't on 10-meter, it can hurt. And so I typically do like a 10-meter lift twice a week. That's just because it's really hard on your body to do it more than three times a week.
Yeah, Christine, a lot of our listeners picture this person up on the tower doing a handstand.
Well, when you compete 10-meter, you have to cover a dive from each group.
Okay.
Well, for women, you have to cover five. There's six different groups on tower.
Okay.
And for women, you only have to compete five of those, and for men, you have to compete all six. So most people compete a handstand, because that's one of the groups. And for me, it's one of the easier ones, just with a gymnastics background, like holding a handstand is a very controlled position. So personally, I like doing that. So, I mean, I just think it's fun to be doing a handstand on a 10-meter tower.
And you would perform one dive doing a handstand?
Yes.
Okay. You talk about your gymnastic background. Give us a little history.
Well, I started gymnastics when I was about 3 years old, if you really want to count that. And I did it up until I was about 12 years old. Like, in between 12 and 13 is when I decided to quit and focus all my attention on diving. I wasn't that great at gymnastics. I mean, I got to level 8, but I just knew it wasn't for me then, so that's when I decided to quit. But it definitely gave me a good background for diving.
Now, looking forward into the zones this weekend, same routine, same pattern, same result?
Yeah, I'm going to go in with the same attitude, try to focus on the same things, and hopefully I'll be getting the same results back.
Now, being a part of the entire Indiana University swimming and diving team, how do the divers really fit in with the swimmers? And it must be exciting when everybody goes to the NCAAs, and this year you certainly have the power, or at least the opportunity, to score big points for Indiana University. How's the team all gel together, and what's your impressions?
I mean, when you get to the big meets like this, it definitely becomes more of a team sport. I mean, it's hard with swimming and diving because they're totally different sports, but we all love being with each other, and as a team, we all are just great. Like, it's just great having that big of a team, like, because diving's a pretty small sport. Like, the teams are relatively small, but it's nice having that extra support from the swimmers. Going to the Big Tens was a lot of fun just because we were a big team and we just kind of built off each other's success. And it was just a lot of fun cheering for each other and cheering for the swimmers on the side of the pool. I think it just helped us all come together. And I think going into NCs, we'll just keep using that same confidence that we all got from Big Tens. And I think it should be good. And I think we all have the capabilities of performing well and scoring big points there. So it's going to be exciting to see how we all do as a team.
And then from there, you're off on a plane to Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, I am.
And I guess your coach, Jeff Huber, will also be down there as one of the staff for United States. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I mean, one, I've never been to Australia, so I'm really excited to go there. And also, just competing at the World Championships is just an amazing, like, it's just so much fun to be at that kind of meet with all the best, like, swimming and diving and water polo athletes in the world. Like, it's just a lot of fun to see so many different people.
You know, it must be nice with Coach Huber being there with you, with great resume and great experience with him, you know, being on the coaching staff at Athens. It has to also give you a little confidence that maybe the 2008 is within your reach.
Yeah, having Huber with me there is going to make it so much better. Just to get the feeling, I mean, hopefully I'm going to look back on this if I make it to the Olympics and kind of know what it's going
to
be like.
So, Christina, you know, you'll go to the World Championships, and then how will you train this summer? And who will you train, and do you do synchro diving?
I do. This summer I have a synchro partner, Cassandra Cardinal, and she's my 10-meter synchro partner, and this summer we'll be training and hopefully try to make the Pan Am Games, and I'm also trying another synchro partner for 3-meter. Her name is Amanda Miller, and she's a Purdue diver, and we've just been messing around with that, but we're going to try to make a team, and we're hopefully looking at the World University Games. So I'm going to compete with those two girls at Nationals in April, and hopefully from there we'll be able to make some teams this summer. And
What's the synchro experience like? I mean, is there a lot of videotaping going on? I mean, you're constantly trying to – I mean, how do you get in sync?
It's really difficult. Like, it – I mean, I'm sure when you watch it, it looks like it's easy. I mean, I thought it would be easy when I watched it, but when you get down to it, you have to look at the details. Like, everything has to be the same. And this is when you really start to rely on TiVos. Like, we TiVo all of our practices on different boards. And when you do synchro, I mean, you have to rely on that video, like that feedback you get back. And, I mean, you just have to look at everything in slow motion, frame by frame, and see where, like, your techniques are different and try to get those similar.
Are you guys giving verbal cues when you get started? Are there sounds? Or how do you communicate, you know, in that whole environment?
You just have one person of the two people say, like, you ask if the other person's ready, and when they say yes, then typically people just say 1, 2, 3, go. And when you say go, that's when you both start your hurdle or your approach or back press. And
so how's the academics coming along? What is your major at Indiana University?
My major is exercise science, and I'm getting a minor in nutrition and maybe psychology. Not really sure yet.
Well, with all this heavy training going on, and you have option to sit out semesters, will you be graduating on time, or how do you see, you know, the whole graduation thing coming along?
Right now, I'm thinking about just taking 5 years to complete my degree and to get my minors. I'm also thinking about taking next year off from competing collegiately, so that I'll also be here a fifth year for diving. So that way it'll all sync up in the end, and I'll be done at the same time. And then after that, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do.
Well, for right now, I think you're doing all the right things. I mean, you're enjoying your diving. You got a great experience. The Indiana University team's doing very well. So we're going to look forward to watching you compete at the NCAAs, and we'll follow you when you get down to the Worlds in Melbourne.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Christina. And this is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world and diving.